Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith, Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion in your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and for you to build a big business. Listen, we're here every Monday through Friday coaching you to take your spot at the top. And I'm talking about this week on Financial Freedom Friday as we're closing up our series. If you can transform your mind, you can transform your life. And on today, we're going to be coming out of the book of Mark 8 and 34. Why? Because transformation is a choice. Transformation is a choice. It's something you got to sign up for. Let's go to the Lord, because many people think that they're going to be transformed. Amazing things are going to happen in their life and business just by merely existing. Not true. Drastic change will not happen unless you give it permission to. Father God, we come before you today. We honor you because you are amazing. You are awesome. The great I am. We're thanking you, Father God. We have another opportunity a day to give you the highest praise of hallelujah, that we give you our life, our mind. We're thanking you, Father God, that we know that true change does not happen unless we're willing. You've given us the power to even make the choice of even if we want to follow you, your way and your will. We're thankful, Father God, that right now as we are turning our hearts and our minds to you, we know that every crooked path will be made straight. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that for those who are seeking true transformation, it comes through a change. However, we know that we have to move through the pain. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are getting the courage to do so, the commitment, the consistency to transformation. We know on the other side of that transformation, our barns are running over. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that every single person under the sound of my voice, they're opening their minds and hearts right now to receive what it is you have for them. That their hearts first are turned to you, and their minds are now moving into abundance so their households can go into overflow. We're thankful, dear Lord, that we are now going out to do great exploits in your name. We'll be careful to acknowledge you, not only in what we say, but what we do. We want to bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So good morning, family. Let's come on into our queue on this morning, Financial Freedom Friday, as we go to our scripture. And Mark 8 and 34 It's about Jesus inviting people to take up their cross to follow him. It says, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you see here, there are some really powerful, powerful secrets to massive success and to transformation in this passage of scripture. First and foremost, When Jesus called to the people, himself told them to come here, I'm sure there were some people who didn't go. The invitation was here, just like even in our business, the invitation is here for you to do huge things. But everyone's not coming. He said, whoever desires. So what about the people who don't desire? Can he do anything with them? Can transformation happen to anyone who does not desire it? If you were to read the book, Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill, desire. You have to want. Desire moves past, I just, it'll be nice. Desire is, I have a hunger, I have a thirst, I have a passion for whatever it is that you want. That's the energy that will draw whatever thing is to you. I was reading a post by Bob Proctor that said, I got to post this. And he says, everything that we want is already available to us. We just have to move to the frequency of whatever it is that we want to get it. If your desire is low, you're going to get what's on that end of the of frequency, which typically is nothing, poverty, lack, drama, all these things. This is what you'll experience at that frequency, meaning level of energy. But we start talking about having a desire enough, not only that you will say, oh, yeah, I really want it, but you'll move toward it. You start moving toward it. The thing is that many people will say, I want something, but they're not making any moves. You're not busting the move toward what you want. It cannot come to you. You have to go get it. Even when we talk about attraction, the attraction first starts off with the energy. Think about it. This is not heebie-jeebie. Everything that God has dealt with in the spiritual or given us in the spiritual realm, it has manifested itself. And some people will now call it science. Some people will think they're genius. All this stuff. We have the infinite intelligence. God, our creator. Omniscient, all-knowing God. That for those who literally will say, I'm coming, I'm willing to be open, now he can download in you, and then it eventually comes out of you, right? And so I need you to hear me. He says, whoever desires to come after me. Then he says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. It's telling you, you have to go after. You have to go after. Even when the disciples were in the boat, And there was the storm. And when Jesus appeared to the disciples, this was after, they were like, is that you, Jesus? And he told Peter, did ye come? You got to come to me. So now as we come back to Mark 8 and 34, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. If you want a transformation, a drastic change, you got to deny yourself as a person where you are now. If not, you're showing God that you desire to stay the same. Is this getting to you? If you don't go after something different, you're going to move towards something different, and that something different that creates a transformation will be first seeking God because he has all the answers. And then he says, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross. Now, we know that the cross represented ultimate sacrifice. It's where Jesus sacrificed himself for all of us. And it says, take up his cross and then follow him. Follow me. I can tell you some things about transformation as we're closing out. going to take courage. Sometimes courage is not only the roar like of a lion. Sometimes courage is those times in your with yourself where you'll be willing to do whatever it takes, even sacrificing yourself for the freedom of others. Courage. There are people in our armed services that they signed up for it, signed up to lay their lives down for our country, for ourselves. But in leadership, everyone will be faced with situations where they have courage. You're talking about going on the road less traveled, high levels of success. Courage is going to be necessary for you to move past those fears and do it anyway, scared. It's going to require leadership, creating atmospheres for people to grow. Difficult to be an effective leader without courage. Takes commitment. You can't commit anything unless you already are clear on a vision or your values. So you can say, you know what, quitting is not an option. Why? There has to be reasons why you need to keep going until you get transformed. And consistency. First, God tells you to meditate on the word day and night. Then, in order for us to be renewed, it has to be daily. Renewal cannot come from only stepping into the word, reading the word, standing on the word, only when a problem comes. Transformation, baby. I'm telling you right now, for those who are open to true transformation, life as you know it will never be the same. Let's open up the call and let's chat. Good morning. Call is 706, last four, 1360. It's Financial Freedom Friday. Transformation. You transform your mind, you can transform life. Where are you this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nicola. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Good morning. Good morning, Ken.
All right. Great, great. This is Jerry Walker from Lanelle, Alabama.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm great. It's been a little minute since I got on, but I've been listening to you in the background. I just haven't came into the queue. I first want to say thank you and your husband, Robert Jackson, for moving the meeting to the Crown Plaza. It's given me the opportunity to take a short 45-minute drive to some great, great, great training. You know, it's so refreshing to be around like-minded people that are headed in the same direction or even where you'll want to go, you guys, for that. You know, last night training was super, had plenty of energy. It was phenomenal. You know, I'm up right now getting ready to go out into the world to make a difference in somebody's lives. You know, Matthew 6:33, I hold that scripture dear to me because I know as long as I keep God first above everything and anybody in my life, that I, you know, and seek his righteousness, everything else he'll add to me. He'll add the success. He'll add the wealth. He'll add the peace of mind to be able to take my children on vacation or my fiance on vacation and not have to worry about how much money I have in the bank. I can help people freely and gladly. You know, it's a blessing to be able to just pay your tithe out of gratitude and appreciation to what he's doing for you. So I just want to thank you guys. You know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, how you are actually just taking the time out your days and training us. And, you know, me and my upline, Sean Mitchell, even Rusha Jones, were just talking about how sometimes you might have to take that drive by yourself. Sometimes you may have to walk alone. But in order to succeed and get the success you want, you have to be motivated. You know, even though we have our own businesses, still had that same mindset as you had when you were getting up, going to them people's jobs 9 to 5 every morning, whether you felt like it or not. Sometimes you don't feel like it, so what? Get up. Go to work.
That's right. That's right.
Put the effort in.
That's right. That's right. I can tell you right now, Target, Jerry, you know, the thing is that even if you go back into that scripture we are on today, it says take up his cross, meaning that even though it's for everybody, every individual has their own responsibility.
Yes. Yes.
And this is what many of us miss. Many people think their uplines are supposed to be like their savior. Jesus Christ is your savior. You have to get up. I mean, so many times people hear and they see how much success we're having, but how often do they even hear about an upline from me? Who's sowing into me? There's many a time that it will be like, okay, you're on your own. But because of God, this is why I always instill the word of God and the strength of God and everything, you know, of the basis of God, because that's what carried me all the way to the top. And when there's no one there, he's always there. And you're going to need that. Every one of you on the line will need that. Because you are going to get to a place as you're getting on the way to the top. And you're going to be looking right, left. There's no one that can help you. The only place you need to go is start looking up.
You're right.
Don't wait till you get to the top because you'll crumble. Included in your daily method of operation. God bless you. Thank you so much, King. Good morning. Good morning, 321, last 48400. Good morning to you, Financial Freedom Friday. Good morning. Can you hear us? 8400. Okay, I tell you what, guys. This is Financial Freedom Friday, and guess what? We're wrapping up our month. We're wrapping up. We're getting ready, and I got to go to work. You know, this is the biggest misconception that people think that, oh, you get to the top or you get a $5 million ring and you stop working. Absolutely not. I had new people that enrolled in our business, new people that not, and I do exactly what I tell you guys to do. Launch, get people started, follow up. I do exactly what I tell you guys to do. And so listen, Financial Freedom Friday is this. Transformation is available for those who want it. And you have to ask yourself the question, do I really want it? And am I willing to take up my cross and follow Jesus into an abundant life? God bless you. Y'all have an amazing weekend and close out strong, stronger than ever. Give it your all. You got to build up your momentum. Give it your all. You've been a couch potato and you get out there and nobody's answering you immediately. That does not mean that transformation is not happening. You've got to keep going. So with that being said, love you. Take care.